Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And today we have some really exciting news. This is the last official episode of season one.
In this episode, we will be discussing season one and what is to come in season two.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment so we can chat with you. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for this podcast will be linked in today's description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 10th episode. In today's episode, we will be discussing everything we've done and put out there in season one, because season two is finally coming in a few weeks.
Woo!
Woo!
Time for a change of scenery.
I know, I'm so excited to start a new season with a whole new series, which we'll be discussing that later in the podcast. So let's jump right in with the first question.
So, Alexa, what is your favorite episode and why?
Well, I'm pretty sure this is your favorite too, but I really liked the one we did with Anna Pitney called Find God in the Little Things. So why, I'm pretty sure, is it your favorite episode?
Yes.
Yeah, why is it your favorite?
Because I feel like we really engaged in conversation with Anna more than we have with other people.
Yeah, I agree.
And I feel like I really opened up, like, for me, like, based on the other episodes, I really, like, talked, I feel like, more and really engaged. I said that already.
I agree. We both did a lot more engaging in that episode than a lot of episodes.
Mm-hmm. That was our first long one, like, our first 20-minute one.
I can't even describe how happy I was after we recorded that one, just because it was the first time I had engaged that much in conversation and actually asked piggyback questions on what they had answered. And that made us have more conversation and more content. And I just remember coming downstairs after I had edited it and had my mom listen to it before I posted it. And she was like, y'all did great. Like, that was a great conversation. Y'all all engaged. It was great. And I just remember feeling so accomplished because we had actually done the podcast right.
Yeah, like, that's what I wanted to do in the beginning. I wanted to be able to, like, talk and, like, share my experience and stuff. But I haven't really been able to do that because I don't even know. Like, I don't even know.
We were just all kind of tongue-tied at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We were so nervous about messing up on the podcast that we just didn't talk. But that's not the way to do a podcast. You're supposed to talk.
You're supposed to, like, be who like yourself, who you are on the podcast, and not follow the script.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we've learned from this, that being more impromptu with the episodes has been a lot better for both of us. And the guests. The experience for the guest, I'm sure, is a lot better than when we started. So, Evelyn, I have a question for you about the episodes we recorded in season one. What was your favorite quote by a guest, and why is it your favorite?
Okay, so the quote is, if he pays attention to each little blade of grass, then why wouldn't he pay attention to you, and why wouldn't he worry about your future? Why would you worry about your future if he's got it all planned out? Do you know who said that?
Me.
Yeah. So, when I was listening to it, this is weird, but I felt like I had a connection with the line. And I was like, well, that's so important and true and smart. So we don't need to worry, even though when I say that, I'm kind of being hypocritical because I do worry, but we don't need to, because God has it all figured out. He's got it all ready for you to just live your life however you choose to live it. And when you're having trouble with something, or you think that God's not there, he is. And you clearly state that in this line, in this quote. And I like how you, like, compare us to blades of grass. Now, in a weird way, but you're like, if he pays attention to each little blade of grass, why wouldn't he pay attention to you?
Thank you, Evelyn. That means a lot. I thought you were going to say a completely different episode. So when you said that, that just touched my heart. Thank you.
Okay. What's your favorite one?
So I actually have two favorite quotes, and they're both from Casey's episode. And she said, if you find something, a job you love, you will never work a day in your life. If you really use the gifts God gave you for his glory, and you're choosing him through that, I mean, what could be bad about it? And my parents have always told me, if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And when she said that, that, like you said, just kind of stuck with me. It resonated with me. And I just love that quote. I always have. And then when she went on to talk about the gifts of God that he gives us and that he wants us to use them for his glory, that also touched me, because I feel like we've both got gifts here. And this is one way we're combining our gifts onto a podcast.
Well, you said something about, like, in the podcast, you really engaged in the conversation when she said that. So, you know.
Yeah, this is why.
Yeah.
So the second quote from Casey that I really loved was when she said, she was talking about her two grandmothers and how she grew up with parents that weren't really strong Christians. They weren't really the best parental figures. And so she had two grandmothers who influenced her life. And she said both made a point to tell her of the Heavenly Father who would never leave her nor forsake her. And that she should turn to him when she's happy, turn to him when she's sad, and he will guide her ways. And that also resonated with me, because I love that God uses people to declare his word to others. And so when she said that, that was just another way that God has used a person in someone else's life to speak truth over her. And that was so sweet to me. And so great that she had those two people in her life, because they're the reason she's grown up to be the Christian woman she is today, who's doing all this stuff for God's kingdom. And so think about if they hadn't been in her life, how different her life would be.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for them that they did that, and I'm thankful for anyone who God uses to declare his word. So when she said that, it just touched me. I was so happy for her, and I know she feels very blessed because of what she had, because a lot of people don't even get that opportunity. So.
Okay, well, so what did you think of this season overall?
Well, I actually love talking to people, especially over the phone. So when we were talking on the phone with all these guests, it was so uplifting. So having guests was really fun. And when we talk about season two later, y'all will hear that we won't have guests in season two. Like, we'll have one guest, but we'll talk about why later. But I'm very excited about what we are going to be doing and supporting a small business, I guess you could call her. So I'm excited about season two, but I'm very sad because season one's guests have been so great and we've had so much fun recording with all these people. So it's just going to be sad leaving that behind, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that, like, I had fun doing this, but I think it'll be more fun to do what we're doing now. And, like a better topic, maybe, if that's how you explain it. Like, just overall better to me. It was kind of stressful to, like, plan people out, like, ask them if they could be on our podcast, and then plan a time where we're all free, and then, you know, do all this stuff. And now we can just have ourselves whenever we're free, don't have to plan it as much, just whenever we're free, just, you know.
So you like the freedom aspect of season two. It's going to have more free time to record it.
Yeah. And I feel like we'll get more in depth and engage more in this when we don't have, when we're not listening to other people giving us their life stories, you know?
We've been coming to this, like, both of our answers are from two completely different perspectives. So, since they have no clue what we're talking about, of what's coming in season two, and why we aren't going to have guests, what's going to be different? Let's just talk about what we're most excited for that's coming in season two, because that seems like a good topic right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've got no clue what we're even discussing in the past question.
So, Ella, who is in our third episode, which is called Take Time for Jesus, is writing a book, as we mentioned in that episode. So, we will be featuring her book in the season, and the season will be called Quoted, which is what the book is called, and we will be doing daily devotionals from the book. And I'm super excited because I feel like it's going to be really fun. And at the end of the season, we will have Ella, who is writing the book, on our podcast again. And we're going to ask her about her book and just a whole bunch of different questions about it.
Yeah. Her book is a book of devotionals, one devotional for every day of each month. So she picked out nine devotionals, each relating to back to school season. And we are going to do those and discuss them and link her blog below in this episode's description so you can check it out. She's still editing it. I'm also helping a little bit with the editing. Check all the information out in her blog about her book. And I'll ask her and hopefully let y'all know in the next episode when her book is coming out. But you're going to get an in-depth series of her devotionals. So if you aren't sure if you want the book, just listen to the next episodes of the podcast and you will know a lot of how the devotionals are structured, what they're going to be about, just some examples. But there are only nine examples out of the entire year's worth of examples, which isn't going to be a whole book, obviously. We're going to do one devotional. We're going to do one devotion per episode. Really excited for y'all to hear it. And we are excited to do it, as she said. So we have teamed up with Ella. We've gotten her permission for this. And we have a copy of Quoted. It has not come out. We're excited to be partnering with her.
But I'm very excited for her to be on the podcast again.
Same. She did a great episode.
And, for us to ask her questions and stuff about the book, I feel like would be fun.
Yeah, and questions about her blog, which is amazing. You should go check it out.
And to give our listeners more of a peek at the book.
Yeah, because no one else but a couple of people who've been helping her edit it, like me, have had sneak peeks at the book. So to have a copy of the book that hasn't even come out yet just feels so cool.
Well, so we will not be posting this upcoming Sunday. Every time we finish a season, we will be taking a week's break just so we can get everything pulled together for the new season. But we will be posting August 23rd, so stay tuned for that.
But we're just telling y'all that even though we aren't posting on August 16th, that does not mean that this podcast is ending. It's just the new beginning for this podcast, a whole new season. We're probably going to do a new cover. You're going to have to look out for that, a new cover for this podcast. Also good news. So, y'all, let's just bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for letting us complete one whole season of the God's Girls podcast. We thank you for helping us use this platform to further your kingdom.
We are so glad that we got to end season one this way. And I'm very proud of us for getting this far and starting a whole new chapter in our lives with you.
I pray over season two that season two will be a fantastic season filled with even more of you seen in each episode. And I pray that Ella's book will open the eyes of so many people and reveal Jesus to each of them.
We pray over our listeners and any prayer requests they have.
Thank you, Lord, for everyone listening, and we pray that they will have a blessed day that is pleasing to you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this podcast and supporting us through season one. We have enjoyed recording it for y'all.
We will not be posting the first episode of season two until August 23rd, 2020. Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening and see y'all next season with new episodes.